Welcome back to another episode of Life Lesson Thrift Shop.
You're here with Aviel and Galit, and today
We're talking about
how Aviel is going to win a Nobel Prize in economics.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Aviel has literally been speaking about this for, I feel like, the past month. But why is Aviel talking about this? Like, so why is it stuck in his head and letting everyone know?
Okay.
Because is it easy to win a Nobel Prize?
Well, from my understanding, it's very easy to win a Nobel Prize.
And you could
win
a Nobel Prize. Deal?
Anyone can.
Yeah.
No, like anyone can do it. Anyone can do it.
Like, yeah. It's not like that hard.
No, it's not.
Especially
difficult
in like economics.
Right, and especially if it doesn't need to be like correct.
Yeah, it's like anyone, like any first year economics. Well, not first year, but you know, first degree economics student can like figure.
Yeah,
figure
for sure.
Something out like, and like win a Nobel Prize.
That guitar is an elephant. Boom, Nobel Prize. Yeah, just like that. Apparently,
he's looking at a guitar in the room right now, and I guess you're just trying to explain.
Yeah,
our professor.
Yeah, our professor for
auctions.
Auctions.
Yes.
Auctions. Apparently,
Aviel, did you know that we signed up for an auctions course?
I did not know that was what the course was, but yeah, so apparently there's such a thing as a course in auctions and electronic markets.
Yes, and you can sign up for that.
Mm-hmm. Because we've had this professor teach us two different courses in the past, and she was saying, like, you should really sign up for this course. It's practical, it's important, it's relevant.
Yeah, I do remember her telling us that it, like, really was important.
Right, and so I was like, okay, I don't know what this is, but I'll sign up. Because we're studying abroad, and it's not in English. And so, like, very technical terms we're not going to be familiar with.
Yeah.
And an auction, maybe it's not a technical term, but, like, it doesn't come up in everyday conversation.
Yeah, so you just signed up for a course that was important and, you know, recommended by a professor.
I'll figure it out when I get there.
Yeah, and then you know, after the first class, it's like,
what?
Do you know what this is? We signed up for auctions. I was like, oh, really? Okay. I don't know. You kind of took it as a shock, and I was just like, I don't know. All the same thing to me.
Yeah. So we signed up for auctions. Interesting course.
Yes.
We learned about like different types of auctions, when to use different types of auctions.
Can we go back with interesting course? The entire course until the exam came, until studying for the exam came, Aviel was just like, what's going on? I don't understand this.
Not a clue.
Aviel understands everything. That's what the funny part is. Like,
I was so lost.
But the thing is, he was trying to overcomplicate everything. He's like, this is not it.
It should have been the easiest course of the semester. And I was just, I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's happening.
It was so funny.
I'm sure it was amusing.
Like, I was like, dude, like, this is a bid. And this is, you bid the value.
The thing was, she very like casually added a part to like the definition of a bid or what B represented. And I in my head, a bid is a bid. And there was more to it than that. Like, she defined it as something else. And so the entire time I was like, wait, I don't understand. Like, what?
Yeah, because you really go into detail without understanding everything. But anyways, let's get back to what you want to talk about the Nobel Prize and why it's easy. Because I feel like a lot of people are like,
right,
what are you talking about?
Right. Also, guys, this is just like a preview of the speech I'm going to give when I win the Nobel Prize. It's going to start off like that. I had no clue that I was signing up for this course. Most of the semester, I didn't understand what was going on. Boom, Nobel Prize. But yeah, so our professor is very interesting. She's quite the character.
Yes.
Like, I know way too much about her shoes.
So true.
And this is on Zoom. Like, it's not like, oh, I see her walking into class. Like, there's a camera and it shows like from like her shoulders up. And I know way too much about her shoes. Like, I should know nothing about her shoes.
But the thing is, it's not like she goes and like puts her foot up into the camera.
Right.
It's just like she's fixing her shoe. Like, she slides away from the desk and fixes her shoe. But like, I don't think she notices that we see. I'm not sure. I don't know if she would even care.
No way she cares.
But it's just like funny because then afterwards she fixes her other
Lego
shoe.
She has Lego shoes, by the way.
Oh, yeah. She told us about her Lego shoes because either her kids love Legos, so she therefore has
like
this thing
into
about
it also.
Yeah. Or it's that her kids love Legos because she gave them Legos because she loves it so much. I don't know. Was yeah, that like, clear?
I think you said the same one twice.
Like, no, I was didn't. It, was I just it
the
said
egg
it.
Did the egg come before the chicken or did the egg come before the chicken?
No, I didn't. I don't think so.
In any case.
You guys should understand what I was trying to say.
It also comes about in her, in the exams, because our question on the past exam was, this company is auctioning off Legos.
The funny part is I didn't even realize that was a question because you didn't have to read the before. Right,
you're going like automatically, like, okay, let me find the functions. Let me find like the numbers. Yeah. You don't care. Like a company is auctioning off something, you know, like it doesn't really matter what the story
is. I feel like
is.
I would have laughed if I would have seen like it was about Legos. I was like, of course it's about Legos. Come on.
And if you noticed in the previous years, the exams were about auctioning off diapers because her kids were probably younger then.
I really didn't read the beginning, like what was being auctioned or anything, but that's hilarious.
Yeah, so if you want to know what's going on in this teacher's life,
yeah,
you just got to do the exams.
Yeah, or I mean, you also I like that we know that her kids don't like tuna,
right? How do we know that her kids don't like tuna?
Because
did she just casually mention, oh, my kids don't like tuna?
No, it wasn't. What happened was she got a call. Her kids' school got canceled.
Wait, explain it as it happened to us. Meaning we're in class.
And then all of a sudden,
and she looks down at her phone.
And she has to go. She's like, 1 second. So she
1 second,
quickly,
close the camera. It was dramatic. It wasn't.
Yeah. Okay. Then afterwards, she gets onto the phone. I mean, she gets off the phone and like turns her camera back on and microphone open. And so she.
I can't do her laugh.
You're trying to imitate her laugh. she says, my kids don't like tuna. And we're like, okay. And so she basically explained her kids had like a first time nanny, but her kids' school got canceled and she needed to find a nanny. And the only one that she could find was someone who didn't know her kids. And so basically she got a call, I guess either from the nanny or the kids, but I feel like the kids called to like, you know, freak out that
right.
The nanny was trying to feed them tuna and they do not like tuna. So anyways, it's just like, it was funny that we were in class and then we find out that our kids don't like tuna. But anyways, that has nothing to do with your Nobel Prize that you want to win.
So
do you know what you want to do? Or are you just saying, no, I want to win a Nobel Prize in economics?
I'm going to win a Nobel Prize. Not that I want to. You know, I don't even want to, but I am. Like, it's going to happen.
Okay.
Can't fight it. No. Okay. The reason that I'm saying this is because throughout the course, we had to, like, learn about different, like, how different auctions or, like, systems kind of developed. And some people won Nobel Prizes for their contributions, and the way that she made it seem like, okay, you guys could have solved this. Yeah. You guys could have done this.
She really, it was just funny how she would say it. She's like, okay, this is like really simple. You guys are going to understand. Like they won a Nobel Prize for this, but like you guys could have figured this out. Like this, I think that's like, legit how she said it. She's like, you guys could have figured this out.
Right. Like she gave us like that one, two sentences that like summed up the research that they did, but you guys could have figured this out. Like it's very very intuitive.
I remember when she started to like draw the
oh, to
table.
Explain it. Yeah,
yeah. And she's like, you know, explaining how easy it was, and I was just like,
what?
I don't think I would have figured this out. Like, no, not.
But you know
that
what? I think now that I'm thinking about it, if you really just take the theory. Mm-hmm. It's really simple.
Yeah, no, the theory is.
But the thing is, I wouldn't think to just think about theory.
Yeah.
Which is also why, apparently, you can win a Nobel Prize very easily, and it doesn't even have to be correct. Mm-hmm. Meaning, like that guitar is a dinosaur, boom, Nobel Prize.
I feel like you're kind of becoming her by just, like, you know, saying, not a big deal.
Kind of, like, disrespecting it.
Yeah, like, I feel like they did win Nobel Prizes for a reason. But, it's, okay, I don't know who won Nobel Prizes in psychology. Like, I have no clue. But there are, like, different theories that were named after people. Like, we have to learn about them. And, like, the theory of flow. Mm-hmm. Was by like Csikszentmihalyi, something like that. I think it had 16 letters in its last name. And if we could spell it correctly, we could get one bonus point on the psych quiz. And I'm like, like flow is basically about like when you're so into something and get like so into the work that you're doing, you forget about the time and you forget to eat and you forget like whatever. And he called it flow. And I'm just like,
the reason why I don't really want to go into academia, which like might kind of interfere with the whole Nobel Prize thing, is because yeah. I'm like, okay, flow, we all feel it. You know, mm-hmm. it's not like, whoa, oh my gosh, I had no clue. Yeah. Even though I was explaining something to someone recently and they were like, what? I was like, yeah, you've never thought about that? It's like, no, I would have never thought about that. I was like, okay.
Okay, so
maybe
honestly,
not everyone thinks about these things, but like, I feel like everyone has experienced something that they got really into their work or whatever project, something, and they forget to eat. And they, you know, they're pushing off going to sleep and stuff like that.
Honestly, I feel like specifically like our dad, there were a lot of things that were just like brought to our attention when we were kids. Like, okay, think about this, think about this, think about this. And like, right. I think because there are things, like I know what you're saying, that all of a sudden you'll bring something up and like, somebody like, huh, there was something else. Like I was talking to somebody and they were like, interesting. And I was like, what do you mean interesting? Like, is this not something that like obvious? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, you know, like maybe I'll just share it because I don't know, maybe people aren't familiar with it, but it was in organizational behavior course that they were talking about kind of like the critical perspective on things. So if, for example, a company is giving you a car and offers preschool for your kids, gives you a cell phone, stuff like that. So you can be like, wow, this job is amazing. Or you could be like, someone here is trying to take advantage of someone else. Meaning, like, they're obviously, like, if it's a nonprofit company, and probably even if it is a nonprofit company, they're not going to offer you something unless they can profit from it. You know? Mm-hmm. Meaning, I'm going to give you a car because I don't want you to maybe take public transportation and sometimes show up late. I'm going to give you a phone so that you're easily accessible and we could always reach you. I'm going to give you a preschool because I don't want you thinking about your kids. I want your head completely at work,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So to like minimize the number of complications and things that will interfere from your work life, which mm-hmm. it kind of seems like they're trying to make your entire life work life, you know?
Yeah.
So like that's typically where my head goes. Like I'm always asking, who's trying to get what? Like I think that most people do have an interest. And
okay, but I don't think that that's always the case.
No, definitely it's not always the case.
But like in that type of situation, then it's like, why is the car? Like, why are you getting a car? Why are you getting a home? Why are you getting all these different benefits? And it's like,
or even if it's, okay, I want to make this employee happy and I want to make sure that they stay with me.
Yeah.
That's also a thing, you mm-hmm. know? But like that's naturally where my head goes. It's not like, oh my gosh, look at what they're doing for me. I'm like, wait, no. They're getting something in return. What am I doing for them?
You know? Oh, that's so true.
And so I was explaining that, she was like, what? Like, I never thought about that.
Yeah. That's actually something that you're very much like
I'm cynical kind of. Yeah.
Like we'll be talking and I don't even know, like it's just like something that totally comes up into our conversations and you're like, no, why are you thinking that way? Like whatever. And like, because I feel like I like to give the benefit of the doubt with like different things, a lot of things. So I'm like, well, maybe not, because I think my head also goes there. I'm like, okay, this is a reason, but
right. Just saying though, it's hard to live as a cynic. In any case, wait, let's get back to auctions.
Yes.
So, wow, what did we say?
I don't know. What did you say?
So our professor, right? She was saying how easy it is to win an auction.
You want to win the Nobel Prize.
How easy it is to win a Nobel Prize.
Oh, we were explaining about Vickery.
Vickery.
Yeah.
He came up with what's called a second price auction, meaning if you have the highest bid, you win, but you pay the second highest bid. Meaning if Galit bid $20 on a feather and I bid $18. She was the highest. That was second highest. So she would win, but she would pay $18. She would pay the second highest bid.
Yeah. But why are we paying $20 for a feather?
For a feather, it's a special feather.
What does it do?
I owned it.
Oh.
And, you know, because I'm going to be famous with like a Nobel Prize,
So, you sound like Sigmund Freud. I don't know. Apparently, I'm pretty sure. If I remember correctly, my psych teacher was telling us how Sigmund Freud, first he was called, I think, Siggy by his mother. And his mother would tell him like how great he was and who he was going to become and like whatever. And then he was like, yeah. And he would like hand out autographs of his name and to his classmates and be like, I'm going to become famous one day. Like, you should hang on to this. Mm-hmm. And like he did. But yeah. So are you so, just like self-fulfilling prophecy?
Yeah, that's here? Exactly what it is. Okay. But anyway, so when she explained it, like his big...
Are you going to light that match?
No.
Are you... You literally picked up the matches and are just...
I'm just...
Okay, fidgeting. But when you put the match with the matchbox, it looks like you're going to light the match.
I'm not going to light the match.
And like you also picking up the candle before. So I'm like, are you going to light the candle right now? Like it's the middle of the day. I don't...
No. In any case, so the... Our professor was saying like what this guy came up with, his like big, I remember when I asked her, I was like, wait, I don't understand what like the big deal is. And she was like, the big deal? And then I was like, I kind of got a little like self-conscious. I was like, did I not say that word correctly? Because it wasn't in English. And I was like, okay. But anyway, like I asked, I don't understand what the big deal is. And maybe there wasn't a big deal. So anyway,
what was her answer though? That's not my question.
She like tried to explain it again, like the whole second price auction, like the mechanism. Yeah. In any case, so she's saying that like, okay, anyone could have figured this out and it's very simple. And she was explaining that it wasn't even like, it didn't even work in reality. Like the theory was nice and everything, but it didn't really work out in reality because in New Zealand, when they were selling infrastructure for radios, so the highest bid was like in the millions and they only ended up paying $500,000.
I can literally get my notes and see.
Yeah. And then there was another like set of auctions. I think so. Okay. And then there was another set that they offered. The highest bid was $100,000 and they ended up paying.
That one was exaggerated. Like what? Like,
yeah. 100 maybe.
I thought it was less. I don't know. It was, yeah, something. It was ridiculous. Like, There wasn't the...
Yeah, like the difference in the prices was insane. Mm-hmm. And so the long story short is that you can win a Nobel Prize for something very simple and something that doesn't really work in reality. So...
Okay, so it sounds like it doesn't work because I really like the whole like Vickery approach to it.
Right, it's not that it doesn't work because they had to put...
What's it called?
A minimum bid.
I feel like a floor, or is that something else? How do you translate it?
A threshold.
I don't know. Like you can't, there's like a minimum, I guess. Like it can't go, like you can't bid lower than a certain point. Or like you could, but it's not going to be valid. Even right. If it's like, okay, they're only willing to sell the price for the chair for like $100.
The feather. We were talking about a feather.
A feather, fine. So the feather. You were only able to sell your feather, willing to sell it for $15.
Right.
So if I gave an offer of 20 and the next person gave the offer of 14, it would just be like, no one wins.
Right. Or however, like there, you can.
Something like that, yeah. But like,
not that you can't. It's not going to go lower. There were variations that were done. Like eBay uses this type of auction. Like it's not that it went completely to the garbage. Like he won a Nobel Prize, and apparently, rightfully so. People
built off of it,
right?
Because it became like the BCG.
Vickery. I want to say Cobb, but it's
no,
not.
No, it's like
Clark.
Clark. Clark. And Grove.
Grove. Grob. Goob. I don't know.
We called it BCG, okay? We said their names like once. So that's also sad. Like, we know Vickery. Actually, I called him. I was like, Vickery. Pretty sure it's Vickery.
Vickery. So, yeah. So, now why...
Is this what the conversation that we're having right now is that... Is, like, this an episode about how you want to win the Nobel Prize?
Right. Okay. But, I spoke to a friend about it. And I was like, I'm not being cocky. It's not that... I think so highly of myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have confidence, but like, I'm not saying, oh yeah, I'm totally going to win a Nobel Prize. What I am saying, though, is that people do win Nobel Prizes.
Yeah, and why wouldn't it be
like, you know, the thing like, okay, I want to be an astronaut. Mm-hmm. Oh, but like, what are the odds of you actually becoming an astronaut? That's really difficult. The fact of the matter is, there are astronauts.
Yeah, for sure.
People have done it. It is possible. Mm-hmm. So why can't I?
Yeah. No, you know? I definitely agree with you. And like, so, I'm not in any way being like, what are you talking about? We had this conversation before.
Like with them? Like on the podcast?
No, me and you. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. Not with you guys. But now we're having it with you guys.
But yeah, so the thing is, I'm saying it can be done. Other people do it. And if someone else can do it,
Mark, then can't you?
I should also be able to do
it. Yeah. I like this message.
So now, okay, the question is, am I willing to put in all that work and dedicate years of my life in order to do this? I don't know. But what I'm saying is that if someone else can do it, if it's possible, then I think the only thing to determine if I'll win a Nobel Prize or not is my will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, not being intimidated by the fact that people put it up on a pedestal. Like, it is
right.
Something that's great.
Our professor like brought it way down. There's no pedestal left.
But like, I'm not saying that like winning the Nobel Prize is easy. I'm not saying that it's something that's not respectable in by any means. Like, it's something like, whoa, like winning the Nobel Prize is a huge deal. And I'm not trying to say like, oh, it's not like a big deal or anything like that.
But do you think people who have won Nobel Prizes are listening to us? Like, it sounds like you're trying to be like, guys, like, I hope I didn't offend anyone here.
No, but maybe there are people who are like, who...
Academics.
Yeah, they're like, what are you guys talking about? And it's like, we're not trying to say that winning the Nobel Prize is not a big deal. It's a huge deal. Right. But what we are saying is like, okay, so why can't you win it?
Right.
Like, with anything, even like people... You know, okay, you know how, like, there's some singers who are successful and some singers who aren't?
Yeah.
Like, some people who make it and some people who don't. Like, and they can have amazing voices, and people who don't really have that great of a voice are like, how are you a famous singer? I don't understand.
Okay, so what do you think is the reason?
Okay.
Because in that case, I feel like it is luck. Like, it's not like, okay, if I really want to, I will.
So that's what I want to say. Like, I'm kind of, like, getting into more, like, this, like, whole idea that, you know what?
There's it's just some, not... like, energy.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, maybe...
in the world,
maybe...
universe.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like, okay, that's just not your pathway, maybe. Mm-hmm. And you're meant to do something else. And, like, you just don't realize it. Because I'm trying to be more focused, like, with myself and not putting, like, this pressure on myself. I'm like, okay, I think for, like, the longest time, I was like, I'm going to become a lawyer. Like, that's what I'm going to do. And when I feel connected to something, like, I do think that I can make an amazing lawyer.
Yeah. I think so too.
Thank you. But the thing is that, like, I'm not even studying law. Okay, I didn't get to that point that I would study law, but, like, I don't really feel it anymore, and that's totally fine.
Yeah. Or even continue. Like, politics also. I feel there are some people in politics, and you're like, these people are running a nation, you know, not necessarily talking about like presidents, but like people in Congress and senators. And you're like, how did you get here?
Right? Oh my gosh. I used to be so intimidated. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, these people are amazing. I'm like looking
that
at them.
Definitely.
I'm
like, if you could do this.
Yeah. If you can do it, I can do it. Like, but it's a matter of just, it's kind of taking that all away, thinking like, oh my gosh, you have to be this great person to do it. And it's like, either you're like, okay, we're all people, or just be like, oh yeah, well, I'm one of those great people.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like, I'm not.
I think maybe you should do a little bit of both. You're like, okay, those people, like, that position, really not that wow. The people who are currently holding that position, not that wow. Me though, wow.
Yeah, maybe that's it. That's the key. But I just want to quickly say, finish what I was saying about like, kind of like, energies or whatever it is, I don't even know what it is, but like, kind of just like following what your heart's saying. And I know like that's that like that cheesy line of like follow mm-hmm. your heart. And I seriously for the longest time, I'm like, I don't understand what my heart is saying. Like I hear my brain. Okay. Like I should do this because that's a logical decision. That's an obvious
sentence right there.
No, but you know, I didn't know that I was logical until someone told me. Like I said something about whatever and he's like, you're very logical, or like, are you kidding me? Like, you're insanely logical. I don't know what his words were, but I was like, me? And I started thinking about it. I was like, huh, okay, yeah, I am. But anyways, I'm like, one second, there's a reason that I kind of feel this pull towards like writing right now. I don't know, maybe something will come of it, maybe something won't, but like, I do have this, like, I'm drawn to it, and why not see it through? Because, like, you don't really know what you're meant to do until, like, you kind of, like, let, right. like, you kind of listen to what's, like, what something with you, I don't know, is telling you. Like, you know, that, like, inner voice. And, yeah, I kind of feel, like, happier about that also. So, this is, like, bottom line short. You kind of, I feel like you're telling me that we're talking for a while.
I do want to keep it short.
I know you do want to keep it short, and you gave me like the time's up, and I was like, okay, fine. Did I say everything that I wanted to say? I'll be editing this, and like, oh no, I didn't. Or you'll be editing this. I don't know.
Right.
Who's gonna edit this episode? But
yeah. So we just wanted to pop in and say that if you want to win a Nobel Prize, maybe
you
it's not
can
like that
do
in
it.
Every field, but apparently in economics, very easy.
Wait 1 second. I said that you can do it while you were saying that, so maybe repeat what you said. So they'll know exactly what you're telling them.
So in the field of economics, we can confidently say that Nobel Prizes, they are very easy to achieve. And like when I turned in one of the assignments, I thought she was going to give me a Nobel Prize. Like it was pretty good.
Yeah.
And it felt easy. Like it was an easy assignment. And I thought that's what the
criteria. Well, she probably would have, but like because she's not
she
in charge. Decide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't.
Yeah, but I totally would have won a Nobel Prize for it.
Yeah, for the assignment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
There did you like, add like your own thoughts on the assignment?
No.
But, so, like, but you were kind
did
of
I need
stealing.
To? I don't know. you know what it was? It was I got 100 on it. Like I aced it, and there needed to be something wrong with it. That's probably why I didn't get it.
Mm.
That's probably why I didn't win the Nobel Prize.
I feel really bad. We're not at all like
No. We're kind of like
we're kind of not laughing at the teacher, like the professor, but
we found it amusing.
Yeah. Like the fact that she's just like, it's not a big deal to win a Nobel Prize. Like, look what they, you know? So we're just like, really?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
So that was the kind of main thing that we wanted to discuss. Secondary to that is that, like, I really do believe that if something is possible, then it's possible. You can do it. There shouldn't
be
anything stopping you.
There's actually another thing that, like, just because it wasn't done before doesn't mean that it's not possible.
Right. That's also a thing.
Yeah.
But, like,
I really
if you
that
know
saying.
That it's possible, then, like, you should definitely have, not you should definitely have, but, like, if you know it's possible, so that's all the more motivation to be like, okay, so I can do this too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not like, oh, I can do this, but I can do it too. Like, it's been done before.
Yeah. But again, like, I'm coming back to, like, that other thing about just, like, you know, like, you're working on something, like, oh, no one's ever done it before, and, like, this isn't really something that's done, and, like, why would it work? And then all of a sudden, it's, like, you know what, just because it wasn't before doesn't mean that it can't be now.
Okay, so that's more or less what our thoughts on the matter is. If you have thoughts as well, you're more than welcome to share.
I feel like people are gonna be like, you guys, a Nobel Prize is not that easy to win.
Right, we're gonna win a Nobel Prize for podcasting. That's what's gonna happen. In any case,
if we could keep this consistent, yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
let's try and like get that down, and then we can talk about Nobel
we're gonna
Prize.
Auction off podcasts or podcast auctions. I don't know. That's
are
how
we
we're going to win a Nobel Prize.
Are we going to combine something?
Though.
Is that do you think auctioning is how you're going to win a Nobel Prize?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
But in any case,
I think I'm the realistic one now, but yeah. Continue. Okay, so should we call this a wrap?
Should we wrap it up? I don't know, call it a wrap. I feel like I'm not sure. Is that
an expression?
I don't know. In any case, we're
I don't
calling
know why
this
can
a wrap.
It not why can it not be an expression?
We're calling this a wrap.
No, is that not an expression?
I do not know.
Are we calling this a wrap?
Well, one of us here is going to come out seeming very unintelligent. I don't know. In any case.
It's called this a wrap.
In any case, we had fun.
Can I search
we
this?
We hope you guys did as well. And next episode, we will update you and let you know.
No, I want to update them now.
Calling it a wrap is a thing, is an expression.
A day. Let's see if. Okay, no, it's a thing. Let's call it a wrap, meaning something is finished. It's a thing.
Okay.
I just have, I guess, weird things. Like, you don't, maybe yeah, sound like a popular thing.
I came out
say.
The doofus. In any case, I really want to end this. Just because, like, we do want to keep it short. We want to keep the editing short. We want you guys to not have to see, like, oh my gosh, it's an hour that I'm supposed to be listening to. So, we hope to catch you in the next episode. You know, I'm just going to keep it like that. We hope you tune in for the next episode. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. I'm Aviel.
And I'm Galit.
This was Life Lesson Thrift Shop.
Bye.